The 15th of February 2021, my name is Vincent and this is Backquote episode number 55. Let's get to it with today's topic, English. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy, your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. Icelandic, which has hardly changed in the last 1,000 years, is the living language of Old English, which is most similar to modern English in its grammatical structure. German is closely related to English, and Frisian, spoken by people in the Middle East and North Africa, as well as other parts of Europe and Asia, is the language that has the most to do with modern English. English belongs to the Indo-European language family and is therefore related to most other languages in Europe, Western Asia, Iceland and India. About 5,000 years ago, the nomads roaming the plains of Southeast Europe are said to have spoken a native language called Proto-Indo-European. Over thousands of years, English words have been slowly simplified, from inflected variable forms in Sanskrit, Greek, Latin, Russian and German to invariable forms in Chinese and Vietnamese. Modern English is analytical, as it is synthetic or synthetic, inflected in terms of its vocabulary and grammar. Like French, Spanish and Russian, it often forms scientific terms from classical Greek word elements. Most of the English vocabulary is synthetic in terms of its vocabulary and grammar, which is similar in grammar to that of the Germanic languages. English has a system of spelling that does not always reflect the pronunciation of words correctly. For example, the first letter of the word honor is a consonant and the second letter a vowel. This is because we use words before and after them, beginning with consonants and beginning with vowels. This is true even for UK-based companies such as Apple, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon and many other US companies. Rakuten sends executives to English-speaking countries to complete full language diving training. We also offer our staff a weekly, long language training program in the Philippines. This program produces people with functional English skills and trains them for a year in English as a second language. Rakuten also plans to send more than 1,000 engineers to technology conferences in Japan in the coming months, with a focus on the Asia-Pacific region and the Middle East. The French official said, "The hardest thing is to admit that his values as an English speaker are overshadowed by the true values. The native speaker may need coaching as he or she brings in less competent colleagues who are at a disadvantage." French Co. reports, worried about career advancement. After surveying 164 global tech employees about their experience of English, politics only, my colleagues and I found that nearly 70% of employees continue to feel frustration with it, and they are not alone. Native speakers have a responsibility to comply with global English guidelines and not return to their native language, even at informal meetings and communications. More aggressive measures that exclude native speakers, such as scheduling meetings at inappropriate times, should be urgently stopped. There is no doubt that full multilingualism is inefficient, can prevent important interactions and hinder the achievement of important goals. If you want to buy or sell, you need to be able to work closely with customers and partners worldwide and communicate with them in their native language. Speed up the use of native languages for tightly coordinated tasks such as planning and work closely with your partners. Information and advice on applying for a visa can be found on our page for International Student Service. The only exception is students studying English in the pre-study program who have taken an English test approved by the Ministry of the Interior for their visa application. They must therefore provide proof of the test in their application. However, you must provide official proof of your English before you can take an accepted English test. You can find out which courses are required at which level on our course pages for bachelor and postgraduate programs. Information on how to submit your English language results to Imperial and meet the admission requirements for Imperial College London Graduate School of Education can be found on this page. PhD students who have met their English language entrance and admission requirements, in English it is now possible to use plural nouns as adjunct modifiers to the adjunct modifier. The word class has changed its function so that prepositions become nouns and conjunctions become adjectives. The openness of vocabulary implies openness to new ideas and new ways of thinking and thinking of words and phrases. This is all for today, guys. My name is Vincent and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.